Welcome to Darren Daily On Demand, your most trusted resource to help you become better every day. Here's your success mentor, Darren Hardy.
So sit back, close your eyes, and think of a wildly successful CEO. You have one in mind? What comes up in your mind's eye? Is it somebody who is charismatic, gregarious, and charming? Somebody with excellent networking, glad-handing, and social wining and dining skills? Somebody quick-witted, affable, great negotiation skills, and a great presenter. Guess what? None of the wildly successful CEOs that I will name here have any of those envisioned traits. Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Larry Ellison, Warren Buffett, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Mark Zuckerberg, Oprah. Yet all of them are in Forbes' top 10 most wealthy people in the world. So there goes that terrible theory. There are four reasons why introverts are awesome. Number one, our brains are better. Well, thicker, and we use ours more. Gray matter, which exists in the brain's outermost layer, processes and releases new information in the brain. A Harvard study found that introverts' brains work differently and have thicker gray matter than extroverts. In strongly extroverted people, the gray matter was consistently thinner. Introverts also show more activity and blood flow in the frontal lobes where analysis and rational thought occur. In other words, we use our brain versus talking out of our hiney. Number two, we can focus longer. When Albert Einstein, a well-known introvert, was a child, his teachers thought that he was slow, but Einstein was just lost in his thoughts. When asked where he thought his genius came from, he said, "It's only that I stay with problems longer." This ability to focus intensely is a key characteristic of introverts who often have more extended focus than extroverts. Because they enjoy spending time alone, introverts tend to be more willing than extroverts to spend the hours necessary to master a skill. In other words, we're not flittering about chasing every social encounter and opportunity to chit-chat incessantly about drivel. Number three, we're often gifted. Yeah, I said it, but so did the data. Statistics show that around 70% of gifted people are introverts. People are considered gifted when they exhibit above average intelligence or superior talent for something. In other words, team introvert kicks buttocky. Number four, we are morally superior. Introverts tend to be less swayed by external events and driven more by their internal moral compass. Okay, superior might have been a tad overstated, but still, extroverts are more likely than introverts to succumb to social pressure. A study on social conformity found that extroverts are more willing to go along with the majority's opinion, even if it's wrong. The researchers concluded the higher the pressure, the larger number of conforming responses are given by extroverts. In contrast, there's no difference in conforming responses given to high and low pressure levels by introverts. In other words, stop coming to our door. We ain't buying your bull. Here's the travesty. I read this in a supposedly credible business journal. 65% of senior executives see introversion as a barrier to leadership, and only 6% have faith in introverts to oversee a successful team. Then I Googled the most common perceptions of introverts at work, and what the fudsicle? It's time to set the record straight. So here's the myth busting we need to do. Myth number one, introverts don't want to be leaders. This is so far from the truth, it's moronic. There are wildly successful introverts in almost every arena, especially in business. The list I already gave you, and I'd like to submit additional evidence for the court's consideration, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, Sir Isaac Newton, Marie Curie, Mahatma Gandhi, Charles Darwin, I already mentioned Albert Einstein, Rosa Parks, J.K. Rowling, Steven Spielberg, Jane Austen, Frederick Chopin, Virginia Woolf, Carl Jung, W.B. Yeats, Nikola Tesla, Emily Dickinson, Ludwig van Beethoven, George Orwell, Eleanor Roosevelt, Alan Turing, Vincent van Gogh, Agatha Christie, need I continue? All introverts. I rest my case. Myth number two, introverts don't have the people skills to lead, they say. This is also insultingly false. Introverts, as leaders, may not be the P.T. Barnum bubbly type, but they are more likely to be attuned to emotional cues and sensory details. We actually use our faces proportionately. Two ears, one mouth, meaning we actually listen instead of always yammering on about the latest vacation we went on or hangnail or favorite shampoo. Number three, introverts are bad communicators, they say. Ouch, this one cuts deep. Just because we don't feel the incessant need to shift the conversation spotlight back to our own desperately needy selves so that we can continue to hear the sweet sound of our shrill voice doesn't mean we communicate poorly. Okay, that might have came out a little defensive. I admit it. Introverts are just methodical thinkers. And when they do speak up, their contributions are some of the most well-developed and valuable in the room. So there. Myth number four, introverts don't like collaborating. Most workplace environments are dominated by extroverts criticizing those who prefer to work alone or skip after work cocktails as not team players. What you might be doing is alienating your most brilliant, focused, gifted, and morally superior, says science, team members. I ask, do you like having proactive team members? Do you like employees who step up, share their ideas, and GSD? A Harvard Business Review study found that extroverted leaders tend to become competitive versus collaborative when dealing with proactive employees. While introverts tend to listen carefully, recognize positive contributions, and further encourage proactive employees. So it turns out introverts are actually great at leading teams where everybody contributes instead of the ones where discussions are always dominated by a few people and their endless babble. Here's how to create an introvert-friendly environment. You ready? Number one, respect boundaries. It takes up to 23 minutes for a person to regain focus after they've been interrupted. So stop slacking, texting, and emailing every musing you have when you have them in a stream of consciousness in which you have them in. Organize your thoughts, radically edit them, batch them up, and send them at appropriate times. Number two, brainstorm alone. While having people shout out random ideas pulled straight from their bunghole at each other in a room or Zoom, and that might sound like fun for extroverts, it's just a carnival of shiitake for introverts. Research shows if you want to maximize creativity, let people generate ideas by themselves before sharing them in a group. And number three, shorten your meetings. Many introverts, as you can probably guess, are not fans of meetings. This is probably because most meetings are led by extroverts who love to hear themselves speak about unessential things for way too damn long. Let go of the idea that the entire office has to be invited to every meeting so that no one feels left out. Number four, don't force a particular type of communication. The introverts in your office may prefer emails, while the extroverts might enjoy handling business on the phone or in person or on Zoom. Encourage people to decide how they want to communicate, even if it differs from yours as the leader. Number five, provide the option of privacy. Extroverts may always love to see everybody, but introverts tend to need privacy. The solution is a flexible work environment that provides silence and private space time for introverts and lively interactive space time for extroverts. As a card-carrying member and self-appointed spokesperson for introverts, if you didn't guess, I say, give my people peace. Let them be. They just want to do great work and GSD. Get shiitake done. So, to all of you introverts out there, I say this. Stand tall and own your quiet genius. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't lead. You don't have the skills or are not cut out for it. Just know they don't know shiitake. You are powerful. You are strong. You have unique qualities that equip you to make an incredible impact on this world. And for those of you who aren't introverts, I say this. Don't underestimate the power and potential of the introverted leaders around you. Embrace their unique qualities. Learn from them. Support them. And for God's sakes, listen to them every so often. Together, we can create a world where everyone's strengths are fully seen, fully valued, and fully utilized. I'm curious, are you an introvert or an extrovert? No judgment, we need both types and both are amazing.